Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports 6,951 recoveries from corona infection, confirming 4,472 new cases. Health Minister Sir Bahadur Tamang vows to take a special initiative to save children from possible third wave of corona infection. AstraZeneca vaccine to be administered as booster dose of Covishield, and at least 40 people killed in Pakistan train accident. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has blamed the critics of the budget of trying to raise environmental issues as they could not find any nitpicking on it. Addressing an interaction on budget implementation and its challenges today, Deputy Prime Minister Paudel expressed the government's commitment to environment protection, saying the environmental issues have been aggravated unnecessarily. He also claimed to have received unprecedented support for the new fiscal year's budget, claiming to have announced very organized budget even during a critical period. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel said he would love to have constructive suggestions. The recovery rate of corona infection has been high in Nepal lately as a result of expansion of testing and imposition of prohibitory orders. As per the latest report, in the last 24 hours, additional 6,951 people have recovered from the virus infection. Health Ministry's data update says the total number of people recovered from the virus has reached 497,900 with 84.2% recovery. Similarly, Health Ministry has confirmed coronavirus infection in 4,472 people today. Likewise, the country recorded additional 92 corona-related deaths today. With this, the death toll due to COVID-19 in Nepal has reached 7,990. Health and Population Minister Sir Bahadur Tamang has promised to initiate a process of ensuring free health care for all citizens. Addressing a virtual press conference at the ministry today, Minister Tamang said with the implementation of health insurance scheme with some amendment, free health services would be ensured to all. Minister Tamang said, as experts said, the third wave of COVID-19 would sweep soon and affect the children most. The government would set up ICU and ventilators in all provinces for the treatment of COVID-infected and save children from this. Promising fiscal transparency, Minister Tamang directed all hospitals to provide treatment to COVID patients at the cost set by the government. The government is to provide the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine as an alternative to the booster dose of Covishield. As the Serum Institute of India and COVAX facility expressed inability to supply additional quantity of Covishield vaccines to Nepal, for the time being, the government decided to use the alternatives. The health ministry officials have said the AstraZeneca vaccine could be administered for the booster dose of Covishield as both vaccines are similar in its nature and composition. However, the government has not fixed the dates for the booster dose. The booster dose second dose is to be taken after 12 to 16 weeks of getting the first shot. Minister for Health and Population Sir Bahadur Tamang has called on one and all to extend cooperation for ensuring health safety of Nepali people in the context of COVID-19 pandemic. Addressing a program to hand over the oxygen concentrators collected as assistance through MIT Group Foundation in Kathmandu today, Health Minister Tamang said the government was seriously working for managing vaccine as well as other health support for protecting the health of people. The hearing into the cases related to dissolution of House of Representatives could not take place today due to problem in health of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsarajanga Bahadur Rana. Supreme Court's spokesperson Devendra Dhakal said the constitutional bench could not conduct hearing in the absence of Chief Justice, as there is the constitutional provision of conducting the hearing in the bench under the chairmanship of the Chief Justice. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has laid the foundation stone virtually for two community school buildings in Jhapa today. The foundation stone was laid for Himalayan Secondary School in Damak Municipality 2 and Dhukurpani Secondary School in Damak 3. The buildings are being constructed with the financial support of 110 million rupees of Damak Municipality. You are listening to Radio Nepal News. Now it's time for a short break.
Hello.
के गर्दैछौ?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मी सँग।
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दै छौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नु हुन्छ होला उहाँले? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ। भरे राति बोलौं न ल।
अहिले फ्री वाईफाई छ के अफिसमा? बुझ न। भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमान ज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो?
के थाहा छैन मलाई?
एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म।
ए हो त है?
अब रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. The outgoing Communication and Information Technology Minister Parvat Gurung has stressed on all the stakeholders, including people's representative and civil servants, working together for prosperity of the country. Addressing his farewell program at the ministry today, outgoing Minister Gurung urged all to remain calm, saying the situation is highly volatile and critical. He also asked all to get united, shunning factionalism at this hour of crisis caused by corona pandemic. The Sudhir Paschim Province government has presented its principle of the budget for upcoming fiscal year in the province assembly today. Province Government's Fiscal Affairs and Planning Minister Prakash Bahadur Shah presented the principle of budget in the Provincial Assembly meeting. Likewise, the budget session has begun in Karnali Province and Province 2 as well. Renowned art actress Manisha Koirala has provided essential medical supplies for COVID-19 prevention, control and treatment to the Jumla-based Karnali Academy of Health Sciences. The academy confirmed that the veteran actress, through her Manisha Koirala Foundation, donated 410 set of PPE, 350 set of eyeglasses, 300 set of N95 mask, 10,000 tablet Dexonet, and 60 set of reusable gowns to the academy. The Nepal Airlines Corporation has reduced international airfare following a slash in aviation fuel for international flights. The Nepal Airlines Corporation's spokesperson Krishna Shrestha said airfares of cargo and chartered international flight have been reduced beginning Sunday midnight following a decrease in aviation fuel for international flights. The fare for narrow-body aircraft has been slashed by 13% and wide-body aircraft fare has been slashed by 15%. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. Two passenger trains have collided in southern Pakistan, killing at least 40 people and injuring more than 120. Officials said one train travelling in Sindh province had derailed and landed on another track. A second train packed with passengers then collided with it and overturned. Officials said it was hard to know how many people were still trapped in the train. Footage from the site says the wreckage of several carriages laying on their side. It is not clear what caused the derailment. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1 and Province 2, partly to generally cloudy in other provinces and mainly fair in some of the part of the country. Light rain is also possible at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports 6,951 recoveries from corona infection, confirming 4,472 new cases. Health Minister Sir Bahadur Tamang vows to take a special initiative to save children from possible third wave of corona infection. AstraZeneca vaccine to be administered as a booster dose of Covishield, and at least 40 people killed in Pakistan train accident. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.